his interviews over the last few days. We started off with Garden History Society and the Heritage Rose Garden at Saumarez, and I wonder if an appropriate place to finish might be the social activities that are generated out of the Garden History Society in Northern New South Wales.
Yeah, I think it started further back than that with the garden, Open Garden.
Yes.
We used to go out for a weekend somewhere, Canamba or Moree, and that was the beginning, I think.
When you say we, your wife,
well,
Sally.
Sally was the chief selector. She was chairman of selectors. So we tended to go out to nearly all the major meets, and so we stayed for a weekend and went round the five gardens that usually were in the group. So quite a few who were in the garden history were members of the Open Garden, and I think that's maybe part of it. But then once we got going with the Open Garden, the garden history one, we tend to go away for a weekend once or twice a year.
Yes.
And it's been brilliant. I mean, we've seen gardens that you wouldn't see otherwise. We've got a good rapport between our members, so
yes.
It's a lot of chat and a few tall stories occasionally. But it's just socially, it's a very pleasant way of, because quite a few now are single for all sorts of reasons.
Yes.
And it's a way of getting together, and it's become quite a thing. We'd go away for a day, get a bus. The last one was down to Kentucky, and we had lunch down there, and the Heritage Rose Growers were up. So we were able to entertain them, and we had lunch there. I mean, not my particular case, the lady I was sitting across from me, g'day, when will we see each other? I'd got a job by accident, by talking.
Yes.
A chap walked into McCrossan's mill one day and we started chatting. And he said, do you want a job? I said, what is it? And he said, will you be at the local guide for, he was bringing two busloads, two different times, to New England.
Yes.
And he wanted somebody to do the Armidale region. I said, right, huh? So I did. interesting exercise. He has a lot of dust bus tours all over Eastern Australia. He's got a clientele that go out with him quite regularly, and he's not cheap. He stays in good hotels. And
people pay for quality.
He pays for quality. Hates to go on the main road, so he'll go places nobody else will think of taking a bus. And so when I met them in Walker, I said, anybody got friends and relations in New England? And a deathly silence. So I presume they didn't. By the time I finished with them, I spent 3 days with both busloads. Because when we went round, we picked sites, various places to go and have a look at, gardens, and not any gardens. Metzger Gorge is a good one, John Taylor's timber, where he'd been planting. So it's not always the same place, and little cafes. You wouldn't believe it, how good they were, but which gets a bit sick of strawberries and cream for the scones. so we did till the Aboriginal place in Armidale. We went there because the
Naramas the cultural keeping place.
Yeah, we went there for morning tea. And they had quite a lot of their jams and preserves that they made. We said to them, okay, next time, don't use strawberry jam, use these things and you'll sell a lot more. that was a good way to get around. Now I've lost the track of where I was.
We were looking at the role of Garden History Society.
Oh, Garden History, yeah. So, because of Garden History, I knew where to take them, of course, and where else. But with the garden history, we do go for a day, just visiting gardens. Not always gardens, but we go into somewhere different each time. Certainly we go away for a weekend, one or two weekends a year, which is quite a big social thing. We've fortunately got a couple of very good organisers, and it's a lot of work for them, but we can get 30 people go, 30 to 40 people for a weekend. It's quite something.
At the Adelaide conference 3 years ago, I can remember Richard Heathcott, our current chair, standing up and saying that Garden History Society conferences are a little like a moving house party. Some others have said that the New England Garden History Group is very much like a moving house party because they enjoy one another's company and have a good time.
That's been the secret of it, because it's not only just a working bee or a meeting. It's every time we have a meeting, we go to dinner afterwards.
Yes. And enjoy one another's company.
I mean, there's probably a hard core in the middle of it, but there's usually 20, 25 people come to dinner every
and some week. Of them come from somewhere.
Oh, they come from Gower and further away. Even. I mean, the furthest one comes from Gloucester. Periodically comes and stays. The social part is quite very strong, and I think that's the secret of that.
The secret of the success.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, because how else do you get groups to work? I mean, you can drive a horse to water, but it's pretty hard to make the drink.
Well, I'm sure it's something that adds to the quality of our life in the society.
Oh, sure it does, and it's a lesson for others. So easy. But you've got to have somebody who can handle this organisation.
Yes.
Because by the time you book hotels and you book gardens and you book buses, it's a big business.
That's right.
And yes. Liz Chappell was brilliant.
Yes.
And Liz and Lynn.
Lynn Walker.
Stirs the pot up a bit too. So.
She's very much like a sheepdog, isn't she? She's sort of doing a lot of work behind.
She's doing a lot of work behind that nobody sees. So they're the key at the moment. Successor may be there. When things you were saying yesterday that we need to seriously consider what's going on.
A succession plan.
Yeah. And I'm just... I think I can talk my daughter into doing a lot of it. Just one of those sort of people.
That sounds wonderful. That sounds wonderful for the New England group.
I think we'll get quite a few that way. A lot of them, the kids are finishing university now, so they're going to be lost, and they're the ones who want to nail before somebody else gets them.
Oh, and perhaps that's a good time to finish for today.
Okay, good.
Can I thank you very much for the time that we've had together? I found it really very interesting and most enjoyable.
Well, it's been fascinating for me. It's made my mind tick over a bit. I'm only sorry my memory is not accurate enough to bring in actual facts, but I don't think that's quite so necessary in this one.
That's right.
You know where to go and get it if you want it.
Precisely, yeah.
But it's, as I said to you before, it'll save me from writing a lot of things down.
Oh, and thank you very much.